Today's the 25th of May, and joining us this morning to share something about this day in history is Breakfast producer Chloe Holmes. Good morning.
Good morning, Tom.
What have you learned about today in history?
Well, on this day in 1977, an empire was born in more ways than one, as Star Wars: A New Hope came to the screen. Simply titled Star Wars at the time, the film made a splash, raking in around $800 million at the box office and claiming 8 Academy Awards. And it was pretty clear from the first instance that the sci-fi saga was here to stay.
And why was Star Wars so instantly popular?
Well, I'm sure there's at very least 100 people more qualified than me to answer that question, but I'll give it a shot. Star Wars was pretty much unlike anything of its era. The special effects were pretty amazing from the time, and the very famous John Williams score set it apart from a lot of the cheesy synth music that plagued other members of its genre. It had pretty solid acting, really great characters, and a fairly timeless good and evil story, and ample amounts of lovable charm. The marketing around it created an almost unprecedented anticipation in the lead up to its release, and its merchandising definitely kept the cash rolling in. I think it really struck a golden balance, and while looking back does make it easier to see the flaws, I'm still a personal fangirl.
Now, we're still seeing the impact today. In fact, we'll be discussing it more after 8 o'clock, but what has been the enduring impact of Star Wars?
Well, apart from turning my child self into a sci-fi nerd, to this day, Star Wars is pretty much an icon of pop culture and the very sort of beacon of science fiction dominance. It made superstars of 3 unknown actors, Mark Hamill, multi-movie star Harrison Ford and the late Carrie Fisher, and spawned now 10 feature films, as well as a number of TV shows, countless games, comics, and enough Porg plushies to take over the galaxy. To this day, Star Wars is a favourite to many, and with the sale to almighty Disney the rampant success of the new sort of wave of movies, it's probably unlikely to stop anytime soon.
Now, is it true that another influential sci-fi movie was released on this day?
Yeah, so surprisingly enough, Ridley Scott's sci-fi classic Alien was also released on this day in 1979. Probably riding on the sci-fi high from the success of Star Wars, Alien definitely had a much darker and more mature tone, starring Sigourney Weaver as Ripley in the main role. And Alien's probably one of the best thriller monster movies of all time.
Yeah, despite the lack of plushies involved.
Less alien plushies, yes.
It's not something as comforting when you're going to bed. Now, how many Alien movies did they end up making?
Well, like many good franchises, the producers will run it into the ground. There's currently 6 mainline films in the Alien franchise, as well as 2 crossover films that include The Predator. And while the first films were received pretty well and were fairly fantastic, Alien 3 and Alien Resurrection received mixed or low audience scores, below sort of 50%, diving into the 40s. And the series is only really just getting its credibility back now with the prequel movies, Prometheus and Alien Covenant.
And why is this alien so effective as a monster?
Well, spoilers from an almost 40-year-old movie. Alien's kind of an icon, and it's really unique in a lot of ways. The first movie does a really good job of setting up the life cycle of the creature. And even for those who may not have seen the movie, the kind of imagery of the face hugger and the like chest bursting of the alien are fairly widely known. And the design of the adult form of the alien is pretty sleek. It's original, not really like the kind of, you know, Roswell green-headed aliens. And it's fairly imposing, and it's really the reveal of the creature in the first movie that makes it so impactful, because they kind of hide the true scope of its being right until the end. I think the movie also sets up the sort of intelligence and mystery of Alien really well, and I think that's why the prequels have kind of taken off, because of that mystery. And the horror elements in the movie don't really come from, like, the death so much as, like, the indiscriminate nature of, like, the murder. The kind of unpredictable nature of the creature, and the fact that the audience kind of really wants Ripley to win. And the second film is just kind of an awesome cherry on top with, like, a whole bunch of crazy one-liners and a power suit and an alien queen and, you know, what's not to love?
As all good sequels should do, just upping the ante. Now, you've got a bit of musical history to round us out with.
Yeah, well, I think that's quite enough of sci-fi fangirling from me, which I think calls for a little bit of old-school rock and roll. So on this day in 1968, the Rolling Stones released the song Jumping Jack Flash. So I say we take a listen.
Great. Thank you so much, Chloe, our breakfast producer and also our sci-fi correspondent, for joining us this morning. Let's take a listen to Jumping Jack Flash by the Rolling Stones. You're listening to Breakfast.